cluttered mind has no room for change, curiosity, or connection to the present. So today, I'm sharing a mindful meditation that will help you clear out and tidy up all the clutter you're holding on to in your mind, body, and spirit, and create a spark of joy. Hi there, I'm Eileen Fine, and I'm on a mission to help you live your best life with mindfulness. I created the Tiny Balcony to be a tiny sacred space in your life where you can be still, be mindful, be kind to yourself, and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. Join me and my guests each week for heart-centered, motivational, honest conversations about mindfulness and wellness, self-discovery and spirituality, body acceptance and midlife awakenings. Pour yourself a glass of something special and get comfortable as we go on a journey to discover your best life with mindfulness. This is the Tiny Balcony Podcast. This weekend, I binge-watched a little Netflix in bed by myself for 3 whole hours while my family was out for the afternoon. It was glorious. I had so many other things I should have done, but it was cloudy and I needed some inspiration that just wasn't the great outdoors. So I did a search on Netflix and found Marie Kondo. This woman is so centered, so grounded, so radiantly curious that I thought about learning Japanese just so we could be best friends. I really think that it could work. But anyway, if you've condoed your apartment in an effort to spark joy sometime in the last 3 years or so, you know exactly who I'm talking about. Organizing guru Marie Kondo has revolutionized the meaning of tidying, transforming it from a chore into a vehicle for changing your life. Her philosophy has sparked more than just joy, though, creating everything from memes to think pieces to the Netflix series I dove into, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and a second show, Sparking Joy, The Joy of Family. After watching a few episodes, I immediately understood why she is the object of just as much fascination as her signature method. She has an aura that just radiates joy. And of course, because of this, she's also been at the spark of a lot of criticism by people who love their stuff and think she is just being a clean freak. Yet if you pay attention to her intention with each client and watch how she transforms people's lives, you'll see that her philosophy is based on something bigger than being neat. It's grounded in the fact that we as a society have a fear of feeling empty. However you define emptiness, if you've ever even thought of it before, is up to you. But we're afraid of it. So we clutter our lives with things we don't need, food we aren't hungry for, busyness that leads to exhaustion, all so we don't have to be still, in a tidy place in our minds, and recognize what's important to us and what we actually need to give ourselves to live our best life. A cluttered mind has no room for change, curiosity, and connection to the present moment. So today, I'm sharing a mindful meditation that will help you clear out and tidy up all the clutter that you are holding on to in your mind, body, and spirit, and create a spark of joy. Sit or lie down in a quiet place. Place a hand over your belly and one over your heart. Close your eyes. Let your jaw drop open and begin to breathe in and out through your mouth, into your belly, your chest, and exhale softly. Deepest breath into your belly, then a smaller breath into your chest. Exhale. No stop at the top or bottom. Breathe. Let your breath do what it does for you all day. Care for you. Let it hold you in the palm of its hand. Fall back into the strength of your breath. breathe. Feel that you are safe in this breath. Let your mind be still. If you feel your mind wander, just come back to your breath. Breathe. With each inhale, feel compassion flow through you. Feel it feed into every fiber of your body. Let that compassion run through your veins and make you aware of what you are feeling at this moment. Know that you are safe in that feeling. Take from it what you need and then let it pass through you, giving you strength versus draining you, giving you the gift of care. Breathe. Now I want you to close your mouth and start breathing in and out through your nose. Strong, beautiful, healing breaths in and out through your nose. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. And I want you to lift your arms up to the ceiling and stretch your fingers to the stars. And I want you to think of a moment of joy in your life. Step into that moment of joy. Feel what you felt. See who you are with. Feel the connection of this moment flow through you. Know that you are just where you should be, just as you were at that moment. When you feel this joy and see the light that surrounds it, pull your hands down over your heart and take a deep inhale. Feel the strength of the joy from that moment. Feel it enter your body. Feel it become a part of you. Know that you are worthy of that moment of joy. Know that you are connected to everything in this world. And through that connection, there is a flow of joy that you can always fall back into. Now I want you to bring yourself back into your body and open your eyes. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Let the feeling of this experience of joy live inside of you. Exhale through your nose. Draw upon the strength of this joy. Let it be a spark that lives inside you whenever you need it this day. So there you have it, an easy meditation that can help you spark joy in your life by focusing your breath and your attention on the joy that lives in your life if you just clear a space for it to grow. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Tiny Balcony Podcast. And until next time, remember, perfect beauty lives in you. It's the story of your journey and your resilience, and mindfulness can help you see it. If this episode has left you wanting more, head on over to thetinybalcony.com/subscribe and download a free audio workshop I created just for you, called How to Embrace Your Body with Mindfulness. You'll learn 3 mindful practices that will help you respect, accept, and support yourself as a whole and worthy person. And the best part? This audio workshop is completely free. Go to thetinybalcony.com/subscribe and download your copy. I promise I'll have you changing those old ways of treating yourself that have been holding you back from living the life you are supposed to be living, your best life with mindfulness. Get this free download now at thetinybalcony.com/subscribe.